We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:13 now, Steve, at 10 of the morning here on KNSS. And as I said earlier, this is November 22nd. For some of us, we'll never get over it. November 22nd was the day when the President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. And everybody says, where were you at that time? And most people my age will tell you. I was at Hadley Junior High School. We had, in those days, my fourth hour or lunch hour was also P.E. So I think it was after PE, and we were after lunch. We were in phys ed, and we were getting ready either to shower up or suit up. Anyway, one of the kids came running into the locker room and said, "Hey, Kennedy's been shot." And everybody says, "Oh yeah, right." Thought he was a nitwit, and then pretty soon we found out it was true. And then long weekend, because for some reason we were heading for Western Kansas to Grandma's house. And so all weekend part of the weekend we were in the car listening to the radio, but then part of the weekend we were watching. Terrible Thanksgiving weekend. Terrible. But
so what day of the week did that occur on?
It was a Friday.
Okay.
It was a Friday.
It was after Thanksgiving.
I mean, I was in the house school for about another hour or two, and then
no,
I remember going out, and for some reason, usually I was in the eighth grade, usually I'd have a ride home. Well, usually I'd take the bus, but I think we'd started basketball, so I had to ride home with Mrs. Harmon, Greg Harmon's mom. And I can remember the Ford she drove. She had a new Ford. Wow.
So it was the Friday before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly how it transpired. It was a Friday, though. I think Thanksgiving would go as late as the 26th, anyway. My memory is it was Friday.
Okay.
Because we didn't go to school the next day, I know that. Yeah. It could have been, I guess, a Wednesday. Now that my memory is, this is 60 years ago. I'm not sure what. I thought it was a Friday. It might have been, you got the holiday coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been Wednesday, and then Thursday was Thanksgiving. Somebody out there knows. I can't remember. I guess I could Google it and find out what day of the week it was. But it was quite a deal. And then over the years, of course, at one time, the 80s, I just jumped into the conspiracy theories with both feet. I mean, I read everything.
It was a Friday? You were right,
Jed?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. I was thinking it was Thanksgiving weekend. Oh, anyway, I jumped into it with both feet, and I read everything, Ted. Everything you could think of. All the theories and everything. And some of them, looked real good. And basically, it's a lot of coincidence questions. Well, why did this happen? Is it just coincidence that this happened? And so for years and years, I hadn't drawn a conclusion on who it does, if there was a conspiracy and who was behind it. And then I just kind of left it and went out about my business. And then several years ago, Vincent Bugliosi, who I've always respected, this is the guy who, prosecuted the Manson trial.
Mm-hmm.
Sharp guy. I already written one book on the assassination, which they made into a movie, which I saw over the weekend called Parkland. About the what happened at Parkland Hospital. Anyway, Bugliosi wrote a book called Reclaiming History about this, and he had 1,000 pages of footnotes and research that he did. And basically, I've told you this before, about the first 300 pages, and it's a big book. He convinced me that I will agree that I think the Warren Commission basically had it right. That's what he came to conclusion. And this was one of the sharpest guys I've ever known about. And if he I think he would have been very open-minded about it. And whatever he found out, he would have gone with. But Vincent, both of you said, yeah. Now, what happened after that? The nation actually changed, Ted, in my opinion, because all of a sudden you couldn't trust your government anymore. Mm-mm. You couldn't, you know.
No.
You were skeptical about, you know, oh, that's not true. That's not the way it, your government was lying to you about it.
Yeah, and then that all dovetailed into Vietnam, and then that all dovetailed into Watergate.
Yeah.
And it just became this.
And it's still going on.
And there has never been trust in government since.
Yeah.
Basically.
One bullet in yeah, wow. Amazing how history can turn like that, isn't it? All right, well, we're not going to dwell on it today except to say that it is the anniversary, and you've been to Dealey Plaza.
I was just in Dealey Plaza a couple months ago.
That's if you know your history and you want to see something really interesting, just go down. And, you know, I've stood right on that street, basically on the spot, and looked from here to that glass window from where the president was wounded, you know. And did you do it out on the street, too?
Oh, yeah.
And you go up into the building and everything. It is impressive. And if you're into history, you got to go see it at some point.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.